This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
What?
This is my favorite mashup of all time. Second only to Nine's Biggie Smalls' David Lee Roth.
Which seems to be lost forever.
Biggie Lee Roth.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't find that one. Oh, here it comes. This is beautiful right here.
Smack my
play this at a wedding. This should have been at the end of Lion King. Psycho Social Baby.
Where he's holding him up.
Yep.
The new cub.
Slipknot X Bieber.
So good.
That's going to be the theme to today's show. Slipknot mashups.
You
my,
like,
my last day of rejoins.
You like the all-female Slipknot cover band?
Can't say it on the radio. I can say this. 1-800-774-0093. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. Let's get ready to play. What a great game this is. And if I had trademarked it all those years ago at Ocean Lakes when I made this game up, mm-hmm. Ellen DeGeneres would owe me thousands of dollars.
I'm Ellen.
She really is. I'm Ellen. 5 and 10. It's a fun game. It's a hard game when you're, under the spotlight.
Yeah, it is.
We give you 10 seconds. You have to give us 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give me an example, Jimmy? I can't say that I'm going to do well at it, but give me a shot.
Let's see. Give me 5 wing sauces.
Hot, mild, tongue torch, honey mustard, and Hawaiian barbecue?
Sure.
Okay. Wango tango.
That one's pretty open-ended.
Yeah. Thank you. I like them that way, too. 9-10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 social media apps that you hate.
Let's see. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat.
Okay, you got it.
All of them.
Snapchat sucks.
I use it, though. I mean, I have some fun on Snap with people.
I'm talking about their stocks, like $15.
Oh, yeah. Well. 1-800-774-0093.
Here's the great thing about this. There's going to be 4 prizes and 1 zonk. You'll know you got a zonk if you hear this particular sound effect from Fatboy. I'm saying I got 5 envelopes here.
That's how you know you're wrong.
That's how you know you're wrong. And then the zonk is the other one.
Yep.
All right. Let's meet some contestants. Who do you want to go to first, Jim?
Man, let's go to P1 Demon Fairy, I think.
P1 Demon Fairy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You would like to go and see Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle, and others tomorrow night in Charlotte, PNC Music Pavilion, I assume?
Yes, I'd love to.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 things that if a guy's ugly, he needs to have if he wants a pretty girl. Go.
A good personality, a good smell, good hygiene, good sense of humor, and a good laugh.
Okay, she got in. Let's clap for her. All right. Pick an envelope. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Number 5. Okay. You're going to see Breaking Benjamin tomorrow night in Charlotte, along with Chevelle and 3 Days Grace and Dorothy and many others. Congratulations, Demon Fairy.
Awesome.
Yeah, just like that. You're going to be able to pick these up by 5:30 today in Greenville?
Definitely.
All right, perfect. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Hell yeah.
That's the other caveat.
Yeah, you got to pick them up by 5:30 today in Greenville, here right off of Woodruff Road.
Yeah, the office isn't open tomorrow. Yeah. We're in here working, but they decide not to come in.
You got to make it to exit 51, which if you're coming from north on southbound 85, bless you.
North?
Yeah.
North.
You might want to leave now.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it, though.
All right, so that's one down and four to go.
Four more winners to go.
What number did she say? I threw away the envelope.
Five?
I think she said five.
I think she said five.
Okay, good, because I was like, I don't see number two here. All right, let's go to P1 Damn Yankee. Good morning, Damn Yankee.
Look behind you, you'll see number two.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. You're available to go to Charlotte tomorrow night and be in Greenville today by 5:30 to pick up these tickets, correct?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. 10 seconds on the clock for you, Yankee. Five things would you like as we play 5 and 10?
Give me five clothing brands from the 1990s.
Go.
Wrangler, Guess. Nope. I'm done.
You got 3 seconds. You want to say hey?
Say hey to anybody?
There's one that just screams 90s that he didn't even say.
Yeah.
Like the one that screams, you know the one?
The one that screams.
The one that screams 1990s at you, like real loud.
Yeah.
With two different colored panels.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the knockers.
No.
No. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure we're on the same page. 1-800-774-0093. Oh, it's been a long time. Let's talk to P1 Steve, the big rig driver. 10-4, good buddy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
A long time no hear. You doing good?
Yes, sir. Much so.
Good deal. You're able to go to Charlotte tomorrow night and be here by 5:30 today to pick up these tickets to go see Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, and 3 Days Grace, right?
Absolutely.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me five things that you prefer wet. Go.
My wife, the bath, the shower, the cereal, my hair.
What? Okay, wait a minute. Go back on number four.
Cereal.
Cereal, yeah.
So this, does he get it in?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, then fantastic.
I mean, if he prefers his hair wet,
hell yeah.
Okay. Well, the first one threw me off, but then I understood.
Yeah.
All right.
Many people prefer their hair wet.
No.
Most people like their hair dry.
All right, Steve, we're on a roll right now. We're going to make these harder. Steve, pick an envelope. 4, 3, 2, or 1?
3 for Dale.
3. Oh, God bless you. 3 for Dale.
That's both Earnhardt and Murphy.
Oh, God.
Really?
On this day that Dale Jr. crashed?
And he's like, man, Steve's been a P1 forever.
Yeah.
Got jobbed out.
Steve, you give it in. Call back in.
Like, if I was just going to give them to somebody, it'd be Steve.
Well, we're not allowed to do that.
I know. Who you want to go to? P1 Diggy?
Let's try Diggy on line 4. P1 Diggy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Now, here's some good news for you. We have just 3 envelopes now, and they all have tickets to the concert tomorrow night in Charlotte that you're able to go to, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can pick these up by 5:30 today. I noticed you're calling from North Carolina.
Yeah, sure can.
Okay. 10 seconds on the clock. 5 things do you want from P1 Diggy?
Give me 5 foods you can eat off a naked body.
Go.
Whipped cream, strawberries, chocolate, pancake syrup, and...
Oh, my God. That would be
way
awful for her.
Sticky.
That last, like, I was all there with you, and then you said the syrup part. And I'm like, God, that'd be all in my beard and all in, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could eat it off of her naked body, but imagine, like, trying to, like, lick honey out of your chest hair.
Or what if it got, like, my beard got stuck there? And, you know, imagine calling 911 like that.
Yeah.
911 was your emergency.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in Caitlin's crotch. I don't know what to do. Can you help me?
I can't help.
It's maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
It's her idea.
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah, imagine trying to lick maple syrup off Fat Boy's back hair.
Ah, I know.
That's a pigskin punishment, right?
Back hair, get all matted up.
All right. We'll do one more, and then we're going to have to break, because we do have 3 prizes to go.
Yep.
Let's go to Jimmy. You pick now.
P1, Big Sexy.
Big Sexy, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. You're able to go to Charlotte tomorrow night and pick these up today by 5:30, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm asking everybody. By the way, don't call and play unless you can. I don't want to ask it every time.
Yeah.
Unless you can be in Charlotte tomorrow night and you can pick these up in Greenville, South Carolina at our offices by 5:30, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. 10 seconds on the clock. My turn or your turn, Joe?
Your turn.
10 seconds on the clock. Big Sexy, give me 5 famous meals. Go.
Meals, like food meals?
M-I-L-L.
Oh, okay. I was confused too, man.
My bad. You know what? I see it now. We're on the radio.
Meals.
5 famous meals. M-I-L-L. Go.
You got me, man. I ain't got anything. Shout out Lionheart Gaming Company.
He shouted out something.
He knows how to work it.
I think he said Lionheart Chris Jericho.
I think so.
So he shouted out.
Wow.
I should have gave him another shot because of the it's one of those words. You say it, you don't know.
You say it Southern. Meals.
Meals.
Meals. Like what? You like Big Mac combo?
Yeah. Olin. General.
On wheels.
Salisbury steak.
They could have said on wheels and I could have been excited. Yeah. Who knows? All right. Let's break. Everyone on hold. Laura, P1, Big Slow, Birdo, P1. Wireless caller, hold on. We're going to get to your calls right after this. 5 and 10 for Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, and Chevelle tomorrow night in Charlotte, PNC Music Pavilion. TRG continues right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3, The Planet Rock.
And we are back. 5 and 10. 10 seconds to give us 5 things, and you could win big prizes. Matter of fact, if you, there's no jumping through hoops now. If you get it right, I mean, we'll do the whole pomp and circumstance and open the envelopes, but the tickets are inside.
Yep.
Tickets to see Breaking Benjamin,
Pompin,
3 Days Grace, Chevelle, Dorothy, and others.
Yep.
I wonder if Blanche will be there. Tomorrow night, PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte. You must pick these up by 5:30 today. 5 and 10. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-774-0093.
That's like a damn music festival.
Mm-hmm. With all those folks here? Yeah. It starts in 5 minutes ago. Let's go. Let me look at the order of who's been on the longest. It's Laura on line 3. Laura, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you ready to go see Breaking Benjamin? All those bands I just said, all humpteen of them?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do it.
10 seconds on the clock. 9, what 5 things do you want from Laura?
Give me Laura. 5 books of the Bible.
Go.
Matthew, Luke, Psalms, Genesis, Revelation.
Mm-mm. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So close.
Too bad.
I do like that you started with Matthew, though. That to me is, it was first.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, in the second version, in the New Testament.
New Testament, the second version,
yeah.
The sequel.
I am the Genesis of the New Testament.
Well, not you, but a guy with your name.
My name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
1-800. So, isn't it crazy to think, though, someone way back then over there in the Middle East was named Matthew?
Oh, yeah.
That's really strange.
They're also named Hezekiah.
1-800. That's my middle name.
And Nebuchadnezzar.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Big Slow Berto. Good morning.
What's going on, boys?
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are we on Bluetooth or something here? Connection's really, really bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's going in and out, my friend. Hold on. We'll throw you on hold and see if it comes back.
Come
you might
back
be going through
moment.
A loop. Let's go to P1 Snake Bitten on line 2. Good morning, Snake Bitten.
What's up, man? What's
How
up, guys?
You want Fat Boy to suck the poison out? You okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
Okay, good.
Good.
Been bitten a few times.
Okay, wonderful. 10 seconds on the clock, P1 Snake Bitten. Give me 5 things your wife has that is really soft. Go.
Titties. Oh.
I give the tickets for that.
Man. I do, you know, look.
Is that, well, is that automatic? Like, does he try again or is that it?
Judge Jimmy, Okay, I mean, for those, he said the T word for boobs.
Yeah, I mean, we can't say that.
We can't say it.
Unfortunately.
I can say boobies, but yeah. Not tease.
No. I don't know. I say let him try again.
All right, we'll let him try
just
again.
Just one misstep.
Should I do the same category or give him a different one now?
I'd say you got to give him a different one now.
Give you a different
one. He's had too much time to think about
it. Snake bitten, I get it, dude. It's stupid that you can't say that word, but it's whatever we do. All right, let's give you a different category. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 things you might see flying around in your house. Go.
A fly, a mosquito, a ladybug, a June bug, and a mayfly.
Right?
I don't know what the last one is.
Yep.
Yeah, he got it. I had to think.
A mayfly?
Yeah.
What is a mayfly?
Yeah, they come out, mainly if you're near the water.
Oh, I thought that's what Christopher Columbus brought over here.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'll show you one. It's these damn things.
Okay, well, hell.
Yeah, you've seen them all. Well, they're aquatic. So they're right by the water.
Just for fun, so I can divvy these out. Pick an envelope. 4, 2, or 1 snake bitten.
Let's go with 2. 2 is a good number.
2 is the number. You're going to see Brandon Benjamin tomorrow.
Oh, my God, yeah.
3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and many others.
He's excited.
Some real excitement, Snake Bitten. Hold on. We're going to get your info, okay? All right then.
Hang on.
He's already on hold.
He's on hold. Okay.
All right.
Now we're going to Samantha.
Samantha on line 1. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
10 seconds on the clock. 9, what 5 things do you want from Samantha?
Give me 5 South Park characters.
Go.
Kenny, Kyle,
She say Jimmy?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, she said Kenny.
Wait, I don't know if my headphones are bad or if the phone connections are just really bad. I couldn't understand that.
Yep.
Let's go to line 3, P1D Bell. Speaking of legendary P1s, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
It is good. 10 seconds on the clock. P1D Bell, give me 5 things you prefer to do alone. Go.
Walk, work out, ride in the car, ride a motorcycle, sleep.
Okay, he's in. Yeah. Pick an envelope just for fun. 1 or 4?
Try my luck for number 4.
I already told you, you won.
You won
tomorrow night to see Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, and Chevelle. Tomorrow night, PNC Music Pavilion. Remember, the Zonks are out of the way. Yep. If you get through, we're just opening the envelopes for fun.
Dorothy's there too, but not Toto.
Right. No.
No Toto.
No, Toto is He's in a vase now.
Oh, boy.
In heaven.
An urn, I believe they call it.
Yes. Let's go to P1 Iron Horse on line 4. Iron Horse, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You want to go see Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle tomorrow night in Charlotte, right?
Sure do. Yes, sir.
10 seconds on the clock. 9, what 5 things do you want from P1 Iron Horse?
Give me 5 clothing brands from the 1990s.
Go.
Abercrombie and Fitch, Hollister, American Eagle, Wranglers.
I feel like some of those were early 2000s, but
yeah.
I don't know. How long did it take Abercrombie and Fitch to get around here? It wasn't around here when I was in high school.
Well, they had
Structure and Gap.
Like, girls wear Abercrombie and Fitch, that song. Was it? That was LFO. It was found in 1892, so yeah, I guess he's right.
All right, good. I've just discovered this new brand called, I'm not sure how to say it, Patagonia.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to P1, Kaka.
Okay.
Kaka on line 1. Kaka, good morning.
Good morning.
10 seconds on the clock, P1, Kaka. Give me 5 things a bald guy might put on his head. Go.
Hair cream, shampoo, conditioner, wax and water.
Just on the cusp of
almost.
Do bald people wash their hair though?
I think so.
With shampoo?
I think they shampoo the head.
I guess you got to keep from getting dandruff and stuff.
Yeah,
still shoot the head and shoulders.
You just use soap, probably get dry, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You have to lotion your head.
Yeah.
It's bald.
Mark, text me and let me know.
Yeah.
Hendrix, 1-800. So he's the only bald guy I know.
Yep.
Like chosen. 1-800-774-0093. We've got just 1 pair of tickets to go, and time is of the essence because we got the FOF line coming up just after headlines.
We got P1 Chunky but Funky right here.
Chunky But Funky, good morning.
Good morning.
You'd like to go see these bands perform, and you're available to pick these up by 5:30 today and be in Charlotte tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Five things do you want from P1 Chunky Butt Funky?
Give me five brands of whiskey.
Go.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, if you please. Where's George Dickel at?
I don't know. Where's Dickel? You can even do bourbons in there, man. Do you think we'd take Maker's Mark?
Right.
Bullet, Jameson.
Jesse James bourbon.
Crown. Canadian Hunter, Canadian Mist. I ain't using that one again, so I'll just name them all.
All right. Blackened?
Sure.
Yeah.
Blackened, yeah. Proper 12, yeah.
Coconut whiskey, fried whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey sandwich.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Last pair of tickets. Paige, pick a number 1 or 4?
4.
Let's go to Robbie on line 4. Robert, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, sir, 10 seconds on the clock.
Good.
9?
Yes.
Is it me or you now?
I think it's you now.
Robbie, 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 things you have to squeeze really hard before anything comes out. Go.
You got to squeeze me really hard before something comes out.
Now, if you think about it,
that was the worst player ever.
Well, he's constipated. You know, I don't get it.
What's the worst that's ever called in?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Let's go to line 1. We have 1 pair of tickets to go to Darian. Good morning, Darian.
How's it going?
That sounds like a porn star name or a soap opera name.
One of those.
Which one were you on?
Sorry?
Go ahead. 10 seconds on the clock. 9, what 5 things do you want from Dorian?
Give me 5 stores you'd visit to buy cheap stuff.
Go.
Walmart, Dollar General, Ingles, Publix, and Food Lot.
Judge Food Line, Jimmy.
Sorry. Fat Boy's the one looking at us like we shouldn't accept Publix for buying cheap stuff.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I don't think so.
Darn.
You just said darn?
I know.
I'm not the judge, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can, because they don't even have a discount card.
That's true. I asked for one, and it made me feel stupid for even asking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't they have the discount on gas?
You know, let me take exception to something here.
It's Ingles.
Ingles does have, because I just the other day I was in there, in the health area, they have an end cap where everything's $1, and they have lotion, they have shampoo, all these really off-brand stuff. So you could go that. But Publix?
Ingles does.
That's
Publix,
what I'm saying.
I don't know. Publix is more like premium grocery experience.
All right. All opposed?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Uh-huh.
All right. We move on.
Yeah.
That's going to call us.
All right, Darian.
I'll remind you of the FOF line, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318.
Why couldn't you just have said Big Lots and won?
Yeah.
Big Lots, I'm blow.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Family Dollar?
Right. They're for everyone.
Yeah. Big Lots mainly.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800 flea market. 1-800-7 Goodwill. Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 the real BH. Good morning, BH.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, sir, yourself?
I'm gonna try my best here.
All right, here we go. How far along did you go in school?
All the way.
All right, here we go. Give me 5 states that start with the letter M. Go.
Minnesota, golly.
Scalay.
You gotta give me, I ain't got it, I'm sorry.
That's tough. That is a tough one, though.
Well, when he said all the way, he just meant he had sex.
Not many people can just rattle off you Minnesotas and your Montanas. And
your Maine.
Yeah. And others.
Crab cakes and lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. All right, dude. If we don't give them away on this one, we're going to hold them, and we're going to sell them on Craigslist and split it 4 ways. Deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't put that on the podcast.
Should I say give me 5 numbers between 0 and 4 or 1 and 5? Five primary colors? I mean, I'm going to try to do it.
I know. I'm looking at, because I wrote down a bunch of them. I'm trying to find one that's really, I thought I gave one that was simple a while ago.
I know. Well, I'm going to try one that I think is pretty easy on this next one here.
Okay. Let's go then to P1 Miss, I don't even, 9, ask who's on line 4. Who is this?
P1, Mrs. Rancor.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mrs. Okay. Rancor.
All right, there that's what I thought. All right, 9, 10 seconds on the clock for P1 Rancor. Give, what five things do you want from her?
Give me five boy bands.
Go.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Boyz II Men, 98 Degrees.
Oh, man, oh, man. There's women your age cussing you now.
Yeah, if she'd have just been moving a tick faster, she'd have had it. Remember, you got 10 seconds. 10 seconds here.
And also,
that's all you got.
Boyz II Men, just because boys in the name.
Well, who were they appealing to?
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard my rendition as I've Make Love to You? I mean, if that's the case, then the Fat Boys were a boy band just because the name was in it. Boy George was a boy band.
Well, I mean, Boyz II Men, all they sang about was romance stuff.
And making love.
It's like all their songs were boy band songs.
All right. I swear this is the last one. I promise you, because we have to give these away because the concert's tomorrow, y'all. Let's go to P1 Green-Eyed Vixen. Good morning, Vixen.
Good morning.
All right. You're our last chance. You ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds on the clock. Give me five things you might buy right after being dumped. Go.
Ice cream, chocolate, a movie, book, blanket.
That's two. Okay, no. Wait, why would you hang up on her?
I thought she had four.
I thought she had five.
That's
ice
five.
Ice cream, chocolate, movie, book, blanket.
Yeah, book, blanket.
Yeah. Hang up on her.
There's no such thing as a book blanket, Fat Boy. That was five different things.
Well, he might have thought she was saying blanket for, like, you know, a bad word.
Oh, no.
Okay.
A quilt thing you cover up with.
We apologize for not being able to count, P1 Green-Eyed Vixen, but guess what? You just won!
Thank you so
much! Congratulations.
Hold on a minute.
We're going to get your information. Hold on one second.
This time don't matter anymore.
Well, you didn't ring the buzzer till after she said blanket.
It was closed.
It was like blanket in 3 seconds. Plus, I'm glad we got rid of the tickets, man. I didn't want to keep them. Show's tomorrow.
No, absolutely.
Anyway, that was good.
Yeah, it took a butt blanker to mess up the butt blanket there. Can you believe this? Paige, we'll do some headlines right after this. Are we right with that?
Absolutely.
All right, right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
All right, let's talk about dating, shall we? Is it a deal breaker if your date tells you to turn on your read receipts so they can see when you read their text? Would you ever want to do that?
That's a deal breaker, yeah. That's certainly a real fast deal
breaker. If they tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Because, you know, some people say it makes you accountable and honest. And a grown-up person, but others may say that it's, you know, it's
let me tell you why
like a child.
I don't have that set on there, and it's the reason for that is because sometimes I'll read a text and not know how to reply to it or have the information. So if I read it and then the person sees it, I read it, and then they're like, oh, he just screwed me over, or, you know, oh, he didn't respond. But no, I don't know what to say yet, maybe.
Yeah, or I read it, but then I'm about to go do something, so it'll be a little bit.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll read a message and then not immediately respond because I'm about to go do something else.
Make
for
a mess.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then somebody's going to get all mad at you because you were what? Like, I'm sorry, I was driving home. I just, you know, read the message and I was getting in the car to leave. Or I was, I was cooking food and I didn't look at my phone for an hour.
Well, the only reason why I brought it up just to see what you guys think is because there's a 33-year-old guy named Eric Dimitratos from New York, and he went on a first date recently, and afterwards, the guy he went out with asked him to turn on the read receipts for his text. So that lets the other person know when you've read your text. So on a first date, you probably think that's a little much.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot much.
I think that's a lot after being in a month relationship.
It is. That's a lot anytime, Matthew.
Like, I mean, that's not even for a relationship, but just, like, in general. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask.
I don't have it on Instagram when I'm on there.
That's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll show up with a little green light. I don't have that on there either.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want people to know how much free time I have. I mean, how busy I am.
That's like the first sign that this person is going to be really, really controlling. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big red flag for some.
Flag.
Should be for everybody. Like if you
the Ballard Club.
If somebody says it, you're like, oh, that's so sweet. This one cares.
No,
you need to stop dating anybody and take your ass to therapy and get that worked out.
Damn. Somebody's, that's what dating is.
Somebody's enlightened.
So some people, you know, they want to see if someone's read their text and why they haven't responded. But, you know, people do get busy. You may not say
you do.
Everybody does. And when you plug in your phone or something at night and you may have accidentally hit something and, you know, oh, I saw you were online. Well, not actually. I was just plugging my phone in.
But just say this. Like, if somebody asks you that question, don't say, oh, sorry, I didn't see your text. You saw the text.
Yeah.
You just maybe didn't open it yet or you didn't reply, but you saw the text.
Well, sometimes I don't see them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you, Jimmy. I'm saying people in general. Like,
no, I'm saying sometimes when I have texts, I don't see them. And I won't know.
You don't have text notifications on your phone?
I mean, I do, but sometimes I don't see it, or I'll have a bunch of notifications in the morning. I'll clear them all out at the same time. Just because I'm tired of looking at them, and I'll miss a text for a while until I just happen to look in there and see it.
Well, you misuse that excuse a lot.
It is possible.
Well, there are milestones in your life that you're proud of. For example, 24-year-old Halsey quit smoking after 10 years of smoking. So she wanted to share.
How old is she?
She's 24.
Golly.
She wanted to share that with her fans and other people, and of course, she tweeted that out, that she quit after 24 years.
God, congratulations
and
to you for that.
I'm so happy I did it, and I feel good. So, very good.
She quit after 24 years. She was smoking the day she was born.
No, she quit after 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening.
God almighty.
She's 24. She quit after 10 years.
He's such a prick.
Come on,
he
man.
Loves being a prick, too.
I'm just messing, though. I was just messing. Just poking.
Or she'll get back with G-Eazy.
Wonder how she did it. Like, does it say, did she tell all her followers how she did it? Give some advice?
She vaping?
She's vaping. I'm vaping now. She started dipping, it says here.
Oh, okay.
She should.
Yeah. She's going to come out with her own hybrid of Skull.
Is she eating Chantix?
Well, she just says that she quit. She didn't go into the...
Oh, well,
she's
yeah.
encouraging other people to quit. And being supportive, she didn't exactly say what she did or
she got the patch.
She went through a program or anything. If that's what
you like her music, I think she's pretty good.
I don't. She's one of those that I recognize the name, but I can't tell you any of her songs. If you want to enlighten me today,
yeah, I can't think of the name of some of them, but they sound good.
That Without Me song's the only one I had to look it up. That's the only one Him and I is the only one I know. Yeah, Him and I is the only one I could remember hearing.
It's poor grammar.
See, I don't know him that well.
So good for her.
That's a song, G-Eazy.
I mean, if you've tried to quit for so long and it's hard, then maybe, you know, this can inspire you to actually do that.
Yeah.
Because she smoked for a long time, for 10 years. Maybe, since she was 14.
Maybe whenever she wants to smoke, she just, like, counts money instead to distract herself.
Work for me.
That's what I do.
All right. Well, how about this? A large penis may not be in fashion anymore.
I should live with that one.
I know, man.
So if you seem to be on the smaller side, you may be perking up. Because Vice just published a research paper on why small men's junk could go into style again.
Was it ever?
When the Greeks liked to put very small penises on statues.
Yeah.
And then in the 16th century, everything changed with larger genitalia.
That's a section of porno that's kind of, you know, gaining some popularity.
Is it?
Really, like, how
the
is
small
it,
guys.
It's just what it's called, small guys?
Well, mean, no, but I can't say.
Like little tiny men or like small junk on them or both?
Like SC?
Yeah, just small ones.
Well, the Greeks considered large ones to be somewhat grotesque and laughable.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we can all support that to some extent.
Wait a minute.
Huh? You know me.
Strange penises would bother me.
Always self-loathing.
I would just say it doesn't matter what you have. I mean, you don't want it too small or too big. It has to be, you know, somewhere in the middle, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I hope it's somewhere in the middle.
Well, you know what I mean?
If it's like, under your armpit, that'd look weird.
No, yeah. Not proportioned to the extreme where you're teeny or grotesquely large, that you're going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Can I ask you a personal question, Paige?
Sure.
What's the perfect length?
I'm not going to answer that. Oh, I guess around 6 inches. Anywhere from 3 to 6, like an average man.
Follow-up question from Fat Boy.
Have you ever, like, you know, experienced a hammer?
I don't know what that means.
Like, you know, just
a man with who is well and
a well-hung man.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. I'm not going to answer, but that's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. Fat Boy, have you?
Yes. Plead the fifth. I played the fifth, Andy.
It's always shocking for a girl to wonder what he's like.
Yeah.
You know, and you just...
Just an informal text poll, P-O-L-L. Ladies, answer that question. Text in that answer. Just curious. You'll remain anonymous. We won't call you back.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't. We won't save your number.
We won't.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about that.
I'm sorry. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'm...
It's not embarrassing.
You know.
And no, I mean...
I don't think it matters how big you are. If you love the person, you're going to love whatever they do if they know how to use it. So there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can know how to use a hammer, but if you don't have one, you can't hammer that nail.
I know. I was never taught to do that either.
That's true.
All right, then.
Well, you don't have to have the biggest hammer to hammer the nail, right?
Don't.
You have one of them little hammers.
But you got to have one that's going to, you know, make an impact, right?
You need to have a hammer at least. Like, you ever try to just, you know, you ever try to just, like, hammer up a picture hanging nail using a sledgehammer? Man, you put a giant hole in the wall.
You have such a way with words.
I have a Phillips head.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right, on that note, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige.
God, that was awesome.
Thank you. When we come back, you know, I just realized that we're 2 hours in, and we haven't yet asked a question, so I don't know if we should ask or not. Maybe we just become surprised next.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If he ain't saying nothing, I get worried.
Just one of you. He won't stop touching his face.
Oh.
This is helpful. It's a hint.
Oh, it's a hint.
You get some advice this week.
So, Heloise, called the FOF line. Say something to Matt, man.
All right. Well, the FOF line, 864-241-4318, right after this.
A 93-minute Rock Block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.